public health really, it focuses more on prevention as opposed to treating people after the fact. Not that we can't help people, you know, if they have something going on currently in their life, but the main focus for public health is on prevention before somebody has a disease or an infection so that they can maintain their health.
Shots, vaccinations, that kind of thing.
Yes, and things like making sure, I'm sure you guys all love your clean drinking water, making sure that we have nutritionists and there's research being done about, you know, correlations for health things like heart disease and kidney disease. There's a lot of research actually in public health where they're looking at the whole communities and systems versus an individual to see how trends are happening. Additional things that public health has had a hand in assisting us with is things like motor vehicle safety, safe workplaces, so OSHA, safer and healthier foods, like the FDA also can help out with that. And then also recognition, they were one of the first people to recognize tobacco use was an extreme health hazard.
A lot of behind-the-scenes things happening,
yeah,
I guess.
Exactly. There's so many different directions you can go. It also looks at disease investigation. For example, epidemiology. It looks at outbreaks. Why are there outbreaks going on in the community? Maybe why is there all of a sudden a spike in chlamydia? Or, you know, all of a sudden we notice there's a whole bunch of people coming in that are testing positive for Giardia, which is a GI gastrointestinal infection. So it kind of looks at why something is happening so we can address that issue in a quicker manner. So
that's this week. And then I know next week there's another health week going on.
Well, the week of the 18th to the 25th is going to be National Infant Immunization Week. So that's going to celebrate infants being immunized. And this is a huge accomplishment as far as public health and disease reduction that we've had for over 100 years now. It's really reduced the amount of deaths we have from things that 100 years ago people were dying from all the time, like polio or measles or you name it. It seems like there's an immunization nowadays for it. In order to celebrate infants being immunized properly, they are going to do a event across the state, including here in Petersburg, where all immunization fees have been waived. So essentially there's no cost to get an immunization. So if you've been holding out because, you know, oh, I can't afford that shingle shot because it's quite expensive, or, you know, I really haven't had a tetanus in a while, then it's a good way to give us a call and get in and get it taken care of because there's no cost involved.
Okay, I was just going to ask. Yeah. You know, you said all ages.
Yep, it's non-discrimination. Even though it's National Infant Immunization Week, immunizations for those 2 months and older.
And then to say for tetanus, what if you don't know or remember the last time you had certain shots?
If you don't know and you can't find records of when you had your last tetanus, then it's always a good idea to go ahead and get it. It's not going to harm you any to get it. And in fact, that's the recommendation. If you can't find the record and you don't know when it was, go ahead and get it. And then as far as your other shots go, to the best of your ability, you want to try to, you know, locate those. And we're happy to take a look at them and see if you're due for anything. If you're not sure, you can call us or you can stop by.
I think I said it was next week, but it's actually later on this month, the 18th through the 25th.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
So thank you very much for letting me talk to you guys.
Yeah, thanks for sharing all that information. Like you said, people can give you a call or stop by the clinic there.
Yep. And our number is 772-4611. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30, and we're usually closed from 12 to 1 for lunch. So if you want to stop by, just give us a call ahead of time if it's around the lunch hour, just to make sure you're not going to miss this.